Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brother and sister, salam and welcome to a new episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Today we're going to speak about how we should treat and raise children. So be with us.
Yourself. Can't you see this wonder spread in front of you? The clouds floating by, the sky so clear and blue, planets in their orbits, the moon and the sun, such perfect harmony. Let's start questioning ourselves. Isn't this proof enough for us?
We are in the studio of IRIB English Radio on Wednesday, 2nd of Zilqa'da, 1446 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri Calendar, corresponding to the 10th of Ordibehesht, 1404 of the Islamic Solar Hijri Calendar, and the 30th of April, 2025 of the Christian Gregorian Calendar. For today, from the Holy Quran, we choose verse 14, تغابن.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن من أزواجكم وأولادكم عدوا لكم فاحذروهم. وَإِن تَعْفُوا وَتَصْفَحُوا وَتَغْفِرُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ
O you who have believed, indeed, among your wives and your children are enemies to you, so beware of them. But if you pardon and overlook and forgive, then indeed Allah is forgiving and merciful.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The significant point is that men may at times be perplexed at dilemmas when one way leads to Allah Almighty and the other towards one's family. Believers are not supposed to entertain any doubt, since divine satisfaction precedes all things, and salvation in this world and the hereafter lies in the same. Since family members may use the injunction as a pretext for violence, vengeance, and going to the extreme, the blessed verse proceeds to say that if you overlook and forgive their faults, Allah Almighty will forgive you, since He is oft forgiving and most gracious.
All of your waves have come from one. The seed has spread. The dawn of light has split from white to blues and reds. Behind it all, there must be more. Seven colors of day. Shed the light of your way. Have I found what is lying behind the fire in your eyes? Do you see what I see? What I see, what I see. See what I see, what I see.
The topic of this episode is treating and raising children. Be with us. A man's responsibility to his children is one of the most important responsibilities that Allah gives to him. Parents have the responsibility to teach their children how to be good human beings by providing them with a good upbringing. In Islam, dealing with children is a wise thing to do. a child is a blessing from Allah. They are very innocent and lovely. In Islam speaking, in anger to children is forbidden. Always be kind to children and never speak in anger. The Holy Quran and Hadith warn against speaking in anger with children. Parents have the responsibility to cherish, raise, and protect the children as the Prophet Muhammad taught. Peace be upon him and his pure progeny.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. This is Ali, your host. Today we are going to talk about communication challenges between parents and teenagers and how to resolve them. So the question is that how can we rebuild trust with our teenager? Yes, our child respected us enough during childhood. Now it's time for us to respect their thoughts and opinions. Building trust encourages our teenager to engage in dialogue rather than resorting to dishonesty or defiance for autonomy. Here we're going to introduce some strategies for rebuilding trust. The first strategy that is being suggested for rebuilding trust is to ask open-ended questions. We have to avoid asking commanding questions that requires yes-no answers. Instead, initiate conversations with open-ended questions that allow your teenagers to express themselves freely. For example, instead of saying, "Be home by 9 p.m., try to say, "What time do you think you can make it home?" Yes. The second strategy, in order to rebuild trust, which is being suggested, is to encourage open dialogue. We have to strengthen trust by encouraging open conversations. After listening to our teenagers' thoughts, we have to validate their feelings and thank them for sharing. Sometimes I also feel upset about things. For instance, yesterday, when that happened, I felt really bad. Thanks for talking with me. Encourage them to discuss future plans openly. For example, "What's done is done. What do you plan to do now? Let me know if I can help."
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible.
فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام.
All in all, in today's special IRIB English Radio.
This is today's special, and do you know that boosting your child's self-esteem is one of the steps to more effective parenting? Kids start developing their sense of self as babies when they see themselves through their parents' eyes. Your tone of voice, your body language, and your every expression are absorbed by your kids. Your words and actions as a parent affect their developing self-esteem more than anything else. Praising accomplishments, however small, will make them feel proud. Letting kids to do things independently will make them feel capable of it and strong. By contrast, belittling comments or comparing a child unfavorably with another will make kids feel worthless. Avoid making loaded statements or using words as weapons. Comments like, "What a stupid thing to do," or "You act like more baby than your little brother," cause damage just as physical blows do. choose your words carefully and be compassionate. Let your kids know that everyone makes mistakes and that you still love them, even when you don't love their behavior. One of the important points in religious training of children is paying attention to rituals. An important part of religious training is to teach the child to recite the Holy Quran. It's a right of the child as specified by a hadith of the Prophet, peace be upon him and his pure progeny. Many parents are already aware of this responsibility and strive to make their children good reciters of the Quran. But one must be wary not to do it to compete with others or to show off to the community. Some children become fluent reciters of the Holy Quran, but are not regular in their prayers and are generally lax in their obedience to Allah. Fluency in Quran recitation is not a criteria. It is undoubtedly an asset. The child must also be encouraged to understand the Quran. This could be done through reading the translation occasionally or even learning the Arabic language.
Sheikh Azhar Nasser.
The only one who will remember you is that righteous child that you nurtured. They'll recite Surah Al-Fatiha for you. And whatever that child becomes, whatever good that that child does in their lives, Allah will make you a partner in the thawab. Because you raised that child. You didn't just give birth. You weren't just a biological father. You were a spiritual father. You were a guide. You were a teacher, you were a mentor. And this is why you find in the Quran, even the prophets, now you would think even Anbiya should be okay, they should not have anything to worry about. You see, even someone like Ibrahim al-Khalil, who's ma'soom, has not committed a single sin, he understood the value of having a righteous child. Because Ibrahim is not satisfied with just any level of iman. He wants to keep on going higher and higher and ascending. So what does he say? Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Oh Allah, grant me a righteous child. Ibrahim is making this dua. And even as an elderly man, he doesn't give up on this dua. Zakaria makes this dua. Have to ask Allah for this. You don't only ask Allah, oh Allah, give me more money, give me a better job. Ask Allah for a righteous child. A God-fearing daughter, a God-fearing son. This is what's going to benefit you.
That was all for today's special. Thank you very much for listening to this episode. Inshallah, we continue this interesting topic about treating our kids. So, till another time, we'll leave you in Allah's blessings and have a nice time.
Told me that I'm crazy, who you're praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you're looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I I show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. 'Cause I'm a believer.